The state sets aside money for certain things. For instance, there's a transportation fund. Twice politicians have dipped into it to fill budget gaps. They've also plugged holes with money from a previous tobacco settlement. In searching for dollars this time around, the governor and lawmakers had to look a little harder, according to Dale Knapp with the nonpartisan Wisconsin Taxpayer Alliance.
They've raided a number of pots of money. So at some point, you can't keep going back to those because those sources are dwindling as far as being available to take money from.
After initial resistance, budget negotiators finally decided to go along with Governor Doyle's plan to transfer millions from a medical malpractice fund. It's been tried before, but never signed into law. If that happens, the Wisconsin Medical Society has threatened to sue. The society's lobbyist, Mark Grappentine, says they've already hired an attorney to fight what their organization considers an illegal transfer of money that might continue if allowed to go unchallenged.
Once you go into the cookie jar, it's almost impossible to keep the hand out of the jar until it's absolutely empty.
Supporters of using malpractice money for health care programs say injured patients will still get paid. However, the legislature's own audit bureau warned of shaky financial footing if the transfer takes place. Budget maneuvers can be costly. 20 years ago, Governor Tommy Thompson tried to use $10 million in pension funds to beef up the budget. It turned out to be an expensive mistake. The state spent $250 million in a 10-year legal battle. It lost. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.